This is Spokane Symphony double bass player Patrick McNally playing his instrument in his living room. We've come to McNally's home north of Spokane to learn about his recovery from a stroke. This is National Stroke Awareness Month. McNally's a young man. He's 38, married with three kids, including one born last year. He's played with the Spokane Symphony for about 11 years, and he remembers the day he felt his stroke symptoms.
Yeah, so it was September 5th, the day after Labor Day. We had just played the Labor Day concert in Comstock, and the next morning I woke up to bring my son to school that next morning. I got out of the shower and half of my body was numb from my legs to my head. And I felt that was very odd. I sat down and Googled the symptoms on my iPhone, and it said I should probably call 911. And my wife called 911, and the firefighters were there probably within 5 minutes. Went from there. I was in the hospital within an hour, probably.
Did you ever lose consciousness or anything like that?
I did eventually in the hospital because I had a bad reaction to a drug, but no, not as a result of the stroke.
And was it a pretty obvious case that it was a stroke?
It wasn't actually that obvious because a lot of people have drooping face. So they have the FAST, the face, arm, speech, and time to call 911. I started getting weakness in my arm. That's probably the one that I had. My speech was fine. My face was not drooping. I was getting weak on the side that I had the numbness.
And was the morning that you woke up the first that you recognized those symptoms, or had you seen them before?
No, I'd never seen them before. Yeah, and it was not until I got right out of the shower that I had noticed it, and I thought it was, you know, just very, very strange. At one point, I could not lift my left leg or my left arm more than a couple inches off the bed of the hospital bed. So at that point, I was really worried about mobility and being able to just walk and things like that, because I couldn't walk. But as I started getting feeling back and everything, I mean, I lost feeling in the arms and the legs, and the strength. So as that started slowly coming back, I definitely thought about, you know, my long-term, you know, bass playing and whether that would be able to continue that career, really.
I assume you finger with your left hand.
Correct.
Yeah, so as you went back to the bass, was there any residual effect of the ability to finger?
I feel like I lost most of my muscles, and I sort of had to retrain my muscles in my arms. Now, I didn't lose anything in my brain, so I knew what my muscles should be doing, and I was trying to tell them that, and it just took a little rewiring, I think, to get that back up, and calluses too. That was also an issue. I had to get my calluses back in.
Do your doctors have any idea about what the origin of your stroke?
Yeah, so I had something called a vertebral arterial dissection. So the arteries in the back of my spine, going up my neck, dissected. We're not entirely sure what caused that, and that caused the clot, which went into the brain.
Was there any doubt about whether you'd get through that?
I believe it is a very bad situation to be in, yes. Yes. Who knows what could have happened had I not gone into as quickly as I could to the hospital, because as the clot is sitting there in the brain's dying around that area, and I got a clot busting drug, TPA, and that immediately got rid of the clot. Who knows how worse it could have been.
Did the doctors say that this is something that could happen again, or is this a once-in-a-lifetime sort of thing?
I think it is. I've been told that the likelihood of it happening is fairly small, the same amount that it was beforehand. So the likelihood of recurrence is pretty low, I think. I've been asked probably to avoid things that will jerk my neck, like roller coasters and cliff diving, which I had never done anyway, so it's probably okay.
So in terms of rehabilitating yourself to be able to play your instrument at the level that you played before, how long did it take to get that back?
I'm still working on that. And, you know, even at the height of my abilities, I always want to get better, right? But now I'm trying to focus on just certain aspects of, and I'm getting a little bit of resistance from the muscles still, and I'm trying to figure out ways to get around it. And sometimes it's really just small movements of the muscle I took for granted beforehand, because it doesn't always come naturally right now. So it's a little more work.
With McNally's youth, a stroke was not something he'd expected he'd have to deal with at this point in his life.
I'm hoping that my story will resonate to younger people too, because it is happening to younger people. And the sooner you can get to the hospital, assuming that it's a clot, the better off you are, or hemorrhage, whatever it is, the symptoms. If you see the symptoms of the stroke, you need to get to the hospital as soon as possible.
It's Patrick McNally, who is a double bass player for the Spokane Symphony. You can learn more about strokes at the American Stroke Association website, strokeassociation.org. That's the May 24th edition of Inland Journal, Spokane Public Radio's weekly public affairs program. You can download a podcast to the program or listen online at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Direct your comments to InlandJournal@KPBX.org or call our listener comment line at 509-232-6904. Spokane Public Radio is listener-supported and made possible through your contributions. Thank you for your support. I'm Doug Nadvornik.